Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Tuesday, December 6th, 2022. So, did you do the crossword?
I sure did.
And what were your thoughts?
I thought it was a little tricky for a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I thought the grid was brimming with pop culture references.
Yes, it was.
And those are always my my Achilles heel there.
Uh-huh.
But it was in a good cause.
It was. It was an interesting theme.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk about that?
Okay. The theme was a word ladder. And it involved the first name of famous women. And that's where the pop culture comes in, because a lot of them are, you know,
famous
in pop
women.
Culture right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one was 18 across, the Food Network's Barefoot Contessa, who is Ina Garten. And then you move on to 22 across, civil rights leader who co-founded the NAACP, who is Ida B. Wells. And then you move on to one that you surely knew,
mm-hmm.
mathematician regarded as the first computer programmer, Ada Lovelace. So you see, we've gone from Ina to Ida to Ada. And then the next step is portrayer of the nurse Marta Cabrera in Knives Out, which is, what, 35 across.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Ana de Armas. And then we move to a very popular one in crosswords, although you don't usually see her whole name, but director of the miniseries When They See Us, and that was Ava DuVernay. And then we move to 54 across, Girl in Progress star with a line of cosmetics, and that was Eva Mendez. And then finally, we move to the last one, 59 across, the Vagina Monologues playwright, who was Eve Ensler.
Mm-hmm.
So we go from Ina, Ida, Ada, Anna, Ava, Eva, and then finally Eve.
Indeed.
So.
We skipped over Ibis, 27 across, but that was unrelated.
Yes, it was.
How did you recognize that there was a word ladder here?
Well, just by looking at the... First I thought, maybe it's going to be a whole bunch of people with the same first name. And then I thought, maybe it's going to be a whole bunch of people with a three-letter first name.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized it was a word ladder, because one letter was changing each time, and it was still a woman's name.
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't even recognize Ina Garten as being two names.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was their last name.
No.
And so I was sort of thrown off as far as the pattern's concerned.
Uh-huh.
I had the same issue with... 59 across, Eve Ensler.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just like Evensler.
Evensler.
And in between, I mean, I did recognize, as you mentioned, Ada Lovelace and Ida B. Wells, but
uh-huh.
I just didn't connect the dots
uh-huh.
or the letters, so to speak.
The rest are either actresses or in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, even Ina Garten, she has a television show, so yeah.
Well, apparently she's the Barefoot Contessa.
She is. That's the name of her show, the Barefoot Contessa.
I figure it was some sort of a game show and she was actually the Barefoot Contestant, but nope.
No. Not quite.
54 across, that Girl in Progress star with a line of cosmetics, Eva Mendez.
Uh-huh.
I had to figure out how to spell Mendez.
Oh.
Because I wanted to end it with a Z. And that meant that 56 down, crime show spinoff, which I just assumed had to be CSI.
Oh.
The answer turned out to be SVU.
Yes. Well, that's
Special Victims Unit.
Yeah, that's a spinoff of CSI.
Okay.
Crime Scene Investigation Special Victims Unit.
So you always have to have three letters in order to get a hit show about medicine, or I guess it's the police, right?
This is the police.
Right.
Uh-huh. These are like the sex crime investigators. Special victims are like rape victims and stuff like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The theme sort of eluded me. I just thought it's asking me to come up with a whole lot of pop culture references, and I had to work the crosses. So this took me like 20 minutes to do.
Mm-hmm.
But
me too.
Really?
And I know a lot of pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I knew all the names, so that didn't really throw me. What threw me was 37 down, dissolute man from the French.
Rue.
Rue.
Mm-hmm.
Rue. Is that how you say it? Rue?
Probably not how the French would say it, but that's how I say it.
Mm-hmm. I had R-E-U-E for a long time because 42 across was 12, which turned out to be noon. But I thought, well, it could be neon. Maybe it's the 12th element or something. Oh. And then I thought, well, that's probably not right. I think it's farther down on the periodic table.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
So it turned out to be 12. Turned out to be noon, which mm-hmm. makes sense. So.
Yep. It turns out to be... Well, actually, it has an atomic number of 10.
Oh, okay.
So, in fact, it's higher up in the table.
Yeah, okay.
The part of the table that lights up.
Uh-huh, right.
Of course, we also have around uranium. That also lights up for a different reason.
Uh-huh. What do they call those? The inert gases.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What else is interesting? I noticed they had one down, the letter before Psi, which was Chi,
mm-hmm.
which they just had yesterday as, I think they included as X to the Greeks.
Yes, uh-huh, that's right.
So it was interesting that it just returned. Mm-hmm. I predict there's going to be a clue today. Which says something like Chicago letters on the scoreboard, except they'll say the windy city on the scoreboard,
uh-huh.
and it'll be Kai.
It'll probably name a team.
We're on to you, Will Shorts. We know how you think.
White Sox on the scoreboard.
Yeah, there you go.
Or the Cubs.
Oh, that's very good. You should like try writing a crossword or something.
Oh, I don't think so.
Four down, shellackings was beatdowns.
Yes. So that took me a while.
Never heard that before.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess it sort of sounded like it would be right, but mm-hmm. beatdown, wow.
It was a beatdown.
Mm-hmm.
And another word you don't usually see on a Tuesday, 10 down, blend, amalgam.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when you're trying to work Ida B. Wells and Ina Garten into uh-huh. the grid.
Yep, you need words like amalgam.
Mm-hmm. Even though that is an across or a down and nowhere near. Well, actually, it ran into Ida B. Wells, didn't it? See, I was thinking of Webb Dubois and for 22 across.
Oh.
I don't know if he co-founded it or if it's just sort of like an early leader.
I don't know either.
So I don't know who the second founder was. We may have to research that topic.
Uh-huh.
11 down, rodential, say, was rat-like.
Yes, I did not know that.
What a great word, rodential.
Rodential.
Yeah.
You could insult someone and they might not even know.
Sounds like an insurance company.
You're quite rodential, uh-huh. aren't you?
12 across, sweetie. And yesterday we had Honey Boo Boo in the grid.
Right.
And so I went for Boo. But it turned out to be Hun, so
yes. uh-huh.
the Hun of Honey Boo Boo, not the Boo of Honey Boo Boo.
Uh-huh.
That's just fun to say.
Uh-huh. The favorite sporting equipment was in today, 66 across, Olympic stickers.
Yes.
Epée.
That was nice.
Uh-huh. I haven't seen Epée for a while.
Mm-hmm. So. It's back.
It's back.
Right next to that, Froze and Fades were Dues.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And right above that, 7 forward thrust. What did you put for that?
Lunge.
Did you put lunge?
Mm-hmm.
I put lurch, but then it turned out to be lunge.
Yeah, lurch is sort of more uncontrolled, I think. I think of a lunge as something where you're fully in control. And I like how it was near épée, because you'd probably lunge with an épée.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we had two kind of, I don't know, are they called colloquialisms? 57 across, oh yeah, that sounds super plausible, was I bet.
Mm-hmm.
And then 24 across, obviously, was well duh.
Right.
So.
Although I started off with well duh with an O.
Oh.
I guess I was thinking of Homer Simpson.
Yes, uh-huh.
But then, because 25 down, where I had an O and turned out to be a U, was I layer.
Uh-huh.
And so I had ovia,
oh, yes.
as opposed to uvia.
Uvia, yeah, uvia.
Which they use a fair amount.
They do, because it's got three vowels in them.
Mm-hmm.
Count of three.
I like 39 down. Covers for a king or queen was duvet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And 44 down. Occasions for egg hunting, Easters.
Uh-huh.
Never heard of, I mean, I guess it makes sense. You can have, if you can have one Easter, you can have multiple Easters.
Yep. There's one every year.
Mm-hmm. So. But I typically don't hear people talk about the Easters. So, yeah. So a good crossword by Ross Trudeau and Wina Liu.
Uh-huh.
Very good. Yep. Thank you, Ross and Wina.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, that is it for the crossword, but it is not it for the episode because it is Tuesday, Triplet Tuesday time. Three of the most exciting minutes in podcasting, as far as we can tell, dear listeners. And this is where one of us reads three clues in decreasing order of difficulty to the other. The answer is a three-letter answer, and the goal is to guess that answer in as few tries as possible. And we do this three times, hence the name Triplet Tuesday.
Yes.
So, I believe it is your turn to pose the questions.
It is.
And mine to act like an idiot, and I'm ready. So, have at it.
I hope you're not an idiot.
Well, no, I'm just going to act like one.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I want to preface this with all of the answers today
are three letters long.
Phew. And they are all words as opposed to initials
I don't think we should be giving me any advantages because, as you know, I'm superb at this.
No abbreviations. Okay, so, all right, first one. Man of tomorrow.
Oh, boy, I can tell this is going to be a long puzzle. Let's see. Man of tomorrow. Nex, N-E-X.
Nope. Second clue. Part of E-G-B-D-F.
E-G-B-D-F. Every good boy deserves fat. Every good boy. Boy.
Boy is right. It's every good boy does fine.
Oh.
So those are the...
Not deserves fat?
No. But that works too, if that's uh-huh. the way you remember it.
Okay.
No, those are the lines in the musical scale.
On the staff, you
on
mean.
On the
yes,
staff.
Yes, right.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
Very good. You got in two. The third one was approximately one out of every two deliveries.
Oh, that would have been I would have been like, well, let's see, probably box.
FedEx.
Yeah.
No.
I would have said UPS.
Uh-huh. No. Okay. Well, you got it. All right. Here's your next one.
Ready.
When said three times, a 1964 Beach Boys hit.
Run.
No.
Till your daddy takes the T-bird away. No?
Nope. Okay. This is a quote attributed to Katharine Hepburn. If you obey all the rules, you miss all the...
Fun.
Fun, yes.
Fun, till my daddy... Okay.
Uh-huh. And the last clue was enjoyment. So,
right.
Added in two.
Okay.
All right, here we go. TV spot.
Oh, that's easy. PSA. Nope. Whoa, no, you said it wasn't. Wait. You said it wasn't an abbreviation.
I did, but
I panicked.
It didn't
I forgot
help you.
That. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Blank mother.
Oh, dear. blank mother. Blank mother? Den mother.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very good. Wow, you got it all on two.
Yeah, I was going to say bad mother. I wasn't sure how that was going to fit. So wait, what was the first one again?
TV spot, where you put a TV in a
den. Oh, okay, yeah. Uh-huh. See, when you said spot, I just latched onto advertisements and the like.
Yep.
So, okay, nice.
Okay, the third one was place to hibernate.
Yeah.
You would have gotten on that, mm-hmm. I'm sure. So, well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Well, thank you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm three for three. All right. Well, I think that's it for today then.
Okay.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you had a good time playing Triplet Tuesday at home. Let us know how you did. Crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. And we will be back again with our trademarked cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.